Go behind the wheel and under the hood on everything automotive with high-speed stuff from HowStuffWorks.com.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the podcast. I'm Scott Benjamin, the auto editor here at HowStuffWorks.com, and I'm joined by Ben. Ben, how you doing?
I'm doing very well. As everybody knows, I'm Ben Bullen. My job is to hang out here and ask you some questions related to high-speed stuff. Scott, I've got one. I've got a good one.
Okay. Well, we skipped over your title this time.
Oh, yeah, video writer.
Video writer. Ben's a video writer here.
Thank you. Yeah, and well, you're an auto editor.
I meant to get it in there, but I breezed right over it. Sorry about that.
And everybody else, welcome to the show. You're our listeners. No, that sounds kind of weird.
It's okay. Yeah, it's accurate.
And we do love the listeners. Yeah. So the question that I have today actually relates back to an earlier podcast. We've talked a lot about the importance of weight to power ratio in this podcast. And if you recall, you spun a very interesting tale for me one day and for our listeners about a car from Volkswagen that only had room for 1 liter of gas.
Yeah, that's right. That was it's actually a car that's been around for a while. It was in 2002, they came out with a vehicle called the 1 liter car.
The 1 liter.
And the idea was that the 1 liter was the amount of fuel that it took to operate the car for 100 kilometers. Hmm. And that amounts to, if you want to translate that out, I've got a note here that I've been keeping on my desk since I've started here.
Oh, wow.
Because I've been interested in this car for a long time, so I pulled this out. It's all wrinkled up and everything. But 1 liter per 100 kilometers, that equals out to, I believe it's 235 miles per gallon.
235?
Yeah, I think that's right. I'm going to have to double-check my math on this because I just scribbled it down, you know,
but
a long
even
time
if it's
ago.
Approximate.
It's approximate. We're talking about a car that gets 235 miles per gallon.
That's unbelievable.
That really is. Now, there's, you know, new claims that, you know, the Volt gets 235 based on the EPA's new set of rules, et cetera. But
as we've covered before, that can be different.
Yeah, and this is exactly right. Yeah, yeah. This is this car. If you look it up online, it's Volkswagen's 1 liter car. It's shaped like a bullet. It's long, low, you know, very narrow because the seating is tandem. It means that the passenger sits immediately behind the driver. It's kind of a jet fighter setup, you know, where there's a canopy with a, you know, bubble top and everything. It looks really cool.
That's cool.
But the problem with the Volkswagen 1 liter car was that it was made out of materials that were just, you know, unable to be manufactured, mass produced.
Oh, like carbon fiber?
Yeah. Well, yeah, it was carbon fiber. It was something else, actually. It was called the technical term for it is CF. Well, not technical term. The acronym for it is CFRB, but that stands for carbon fiber reinforced body. Apparently that was too complex at the time or too costly in order to implement, and it was just really an exercise in just trying to get something extremely efficient, maybe an idea for future vehicles that may be something like this, but not exactly like this. Because the original concept, the first vehicle, as far as I know, was only driven once on the roads, or there was one major test of this vehicle that was publicized or made public. And that was, again, back in 2002. It was Dr. Ferdinand Piëch. In 2002, he was the he was VW Group chairman at the time, and on the eve of his retirement, he drove this car from his office in Wolfsburg to Hamburg, and he averaged, I think it was 43.5 miles per hour on this trip, and the average miles per gallon in the car at that low speed was 317.4 miles per gallon. So he actually averaged better than what we were talking.
That's amazing.
That is amazing. So this is an extremely sleek, extremely efficient vehicle. And the reason it was so sleek and efficient is it had a 0.3 liter turbo diesel engine. It only had, I think it was 8.5 horsepower. So it's not a real fast car by any means. It's just getting up to speed, but it is extremely slippery. It's aerodynamic. It had low rolling resistance tires. It just had everything in place that it needed to have for efficiency. And that's what it was all about. Well, when he got out of the car, I guess he announced that they're not really going to build this car.
What?
So, I know. Because I love the design. I really think it's a cool design.
Yeah, you've been excited about this for a while.
I think it's an interesting design. I really like it a lot. So this 1 liter car has had an interesting design. He said, we're not going to build it, but maybe ideas from this will be implemented on a 2 liter car instead of a 1 liter car.
Okay.
So the bar got lowered a little bit there at that point. That, you know, we'll make a 2 liter car, so that means that you'll cut that mileage in half, basically. So you're down to, 115 miles per gallon, roughly, something like that. Still ambitious. And if they can keep some of those design elements, that's really cool. That's a good idea. Well, there's some good news recently. In Frankfurt, they unveiled a new version of the 1 liter car. It's called, oddly enough, the L1.
So, okay, now tell me they did not make it a 2 liter car and call it the L1.
No, they did not. It's a little off. The numbers are a little off, and it's kind of strange because it's like maybe they're rounding down. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know what's going on. But it's now one. Really, the true numbers are 1.38 liters per 100 kilometers traveled.
Oh, well, the L1.38 sounds weird. So
yeah, I know. That's a little strange.
I think they made a good decision.
I do too, but that equals, and I'm going by the press release, the Volkswagen press release. There's a lot of. Before we get into this, because I'll just go through the stats on this thing really quickly.
Okay.
I won't make it last long.
But, I love the numbers.
VW released a press release, and it's got all these numbers, and they're all in kilometers and kilograms and newton meters, et cetera. So I did the conversions myself.
Oh, I would have been lost.
If you go into any blog right now, you're going to find, I don't know how this happens, but I guess everybody's using different conversion calculators.
Sure.
The numbers are a little bit off. They're all about ballpark the same, but I'll give you the numbers that come straight from the press release, okay?
Yes.
So this latest car that was released in early September in Frankfurt, it's called the L1. It's a concept car, but they're hinting at production. The consumption now is 1.38 liters per 100 kilometers traveled, so that equals 170 miles per gallon.
That's awesome.
170. So they didn't, remember I said they lowered the bar on the last one, said maybe it'll be 2 liters. Not quite true. So we're back up to 170 miles per gallon. This is a full hybrid car. It does have an electric motor, and it has a unique, a brand new transmission. It has a 7-speed DSG transmission, which is a dual clutch transmission. Apparently, it's really smooth, really advanced. It's really intelligent. It makes a lot of decisions for you that you don't have to make. Really, it's a really smart automatic transmission.
Are the seats still tandem?
They are. They are. And I love the design of this thing, by the way. Yeah. You know what? You bring up a good point. The design, pretty close to the original.
Okay.
It's pretty close. It's a little more angular. It's not quite as rounded as the original was. And, of course, this one is painted and pretty. The other one was just not raw carbon fiber, but it looked like it. It was black, kind of a green color. This one is a lot more refined, a lot more ready for the press. It had, working front. I think the other one might have had headlights too, but this one just seems real refined. It's got cameras in place instead of rear view mirrors. For wind drag, and you can't see out the back anyways. That's where the motor is in the back. So it's really sleek. It's like a bullet. It's really, really cool.
The reason I ask about the seats, it is a design question rather than pure style, because it seems like they couldn't reach the 170 mark without having preserved most of the design.
Correct. You'll find if you look at a photo of the Volkswagen L1 concept, it's an extremely long, low, and narrow car.
Okay.
It's like a bullet again. I mean, similar shape. You'll recognize it from the original. You'd know they're cousins, I guess, of the same vehicle or whatever. But it's extremely, extremely narrow because of that tandem seating, and that's to take advantage of, the aerodynamics of the vehicle.
Now,
they say that it's as long as, I think they compare it to a Volkswagen Fox, which we don't have here in the United States anymore.
That's an import.
It is. But it's also as low as a Lamborghini Musilago, I think is what they said.
Really?
So it's extremely low. I've seen some of the press members standing next to it, and I probably screwed up the name of that Lamborghini, by the way. I do that on all those names.
The important thing is whether or not this L1 has cup holders.
Yeah, that's
apparently.
Right. So my pronunciation isn't quite as important as what you're saying. That's fine, but if you get the idea that a Lamborghini is pretty low,
yes,
right? I mean, you understand that. This is a really narrow, long car, but so it doesn't have the width of a Lamborghini, but it's about that high, a little bit higher maybe. So you're getting an idea of the proportion of it, and it does have this really cool cool single piece canopy top that opens up. It's a big hinged canopy.
Yeah.
It's really a cool car, man. I like the design of this an awful lot.
Now, I know that you would totally buy one of these.
You know what? I would. I definitely would. I don't think, and you know, we still have to go through the numbers
Thing,
but I don't think that I don't think it's slated for U.S. production at this point. I think it's only slated for, they're hinting at a European market, an Asian market for this thing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that it's going to come to the United States, at least not right away.
Right. We're probably looking at least several years.
Yeah, and
after it comes out.
Yeah, and if then even, I mean, somebody might import them. You know, that's always a possibility. But I don't know what would hold it back exactly. I'm not sure.
Right.
I don't know if it's size. I don't know if it's bumper height. I don't know what would stop this. But you know, when they make cars out of composites like this, and they make typically they build safety cells in them. I'm not 100% sure on this one. I'm sure though that Volkswagen has engineered safety into this car.
Right.
You know, with that in mind, the passengers in mind. Oftentimes, you'll find that these cars are safer than much bigger cars. You know, they have less mass, of course, but you're enclosed in something that's very, very strong.
I want to ask about the rest of the numbers because.
Oh, yeah.
Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
I feel like I kind of cut you off with the
led us a different direction there. But I'll just quickly go through them and hit me with some more questions.
All right,
okay.
Sure.
So fuel consumption, we talked about that. 170 miles per gallon is what it equals. The body weight. Now this is where you remember that, was it carbon fiber reinforced plastic? Is that right?
Yeah.
The body weight is only 273.4 pounds. That's the entire body, and that includes the seats. That's all included.
That's nuts.
Yeah, it's really nuts. It's a super low weight vehicle. In fact, the total vehicle weight is 837.8 pounds. They have it in kilograms rather.
Mm-hmm.
380 kilograms. That's 837.8 pounds, which VW points out is about the same weight as a good touring motorcycle.
Wow,
I know, that's amazing. Now you think about those big motorcycles; they're pretty big, pretty
yeah,
heavy,
yeah.
A lot of metal. But you're not talking about a car that's fully enclosed with, you know, well, you can have two people on a touring motorcycle, of course. But I found that amazing that the weight of this vehicle, when you see it, you realize just how big this thing is. You can kind of get an idea for how much weight they're saving in this thing.
Right.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. Top speed, 99.4 miles per
hour. Not bad at all.
Which is not bad, 99.4 miles per hour. So just under 100 miles per hour. That's because, again, of the aerodynamics. And it's not going to get there very quickly.
Right.
I think I saw 0 to 60, zero to 62 miles per miles per hour because that's 100 kilometers per hour.
Right.
Somewhere in the neighborhood of like 14.3, 14.4 seconds.
Okay, so it picks up not quite as quickly.
Yeah, that's right. It's not quite as quick as you might want. It does have two different modes, though. It has an eco mode and it has a sport mode. And I believe even in the sport mode, I think is when they're talking about that low 0 to 60. So
right, okay.
Eco mode is, of course, the most fuel-efficient mode.
And that number of 99... miles per hour comes probably from sport mode.
I would think so. And in sport mode, the horsepower with the combined, you know, the combined power is 39 horsepower. That's right about 39 horsepower.
Okay.
And in eco mode, it's producing right about 27 horsepower. And I don't know if I mentioned this or not. The new engine, it's not a 0.3 liter engine like the other one. It's a 0.8. So it's 0.8 liters.
Okay, yeah.
It's, again, turbo diesel engine. It's the smallest diesel engine that VW's ever produced for a production car. And it's a two-cylinder diesel engine. Uses a motor, and I mentioned the transmission before as well, and a lithium-ion battery. So it's got some advanced technology.
Yeah.
It is a full hybrid, so it can be powered by electric alone at times. Usually it's involved in an assist, though, with the motor.
Can I be completely honest with you?
Yeah.
I want one so bad.
Do you?
It just seems really cool, man. It's like this jet cockpit that's on the ground, and it goes forever without having to go to a gas station.
Yeah, yeah. Now, it has a small fuel tank, so the range is about 400 miles, I believe, which it could, because, you know, again, you're trying to conserve fuel economy.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's right around 3 gallons, as a matter of fact, now that I think about it, because 170... The range is about 400, somewhere in that range.
Yeah.
You can probably get more if you drive very efficiently in this thing.
Sure.
Now, people are going to be hyper-miling this thing.
Oh,
so
I'm sure.
They're
going to
get fantastic mileage, unbelievable mileage, astronomical mileage. But 400 miles is about the range, but that's only because of the small tank. Now, mm-hmm. how long before you think people start modifying that to, you know, have a bigger tank, have a slightly bigger engine?
I bet you there are some people right now, there's some really mechanically inclined people right now in Germany waiting for that car to come out with their blueprints and their kits already in hand.
Well, who knows? Maybe the manufacturer is doing that with a sport version in mind. You know,
even better.
Here's the RT version of this or mm-hmm. whatever, the S version of this. Mm-hmm. That'd be great.
Yeah, that's
very... Yeah, so you think you would you'd be one to pick up the L1 car then?
Most definitely, yes, sir. Because this, you know, I understand why Western Europe would generate a vehicle like this, because their gas, the gas prices country by country there tend to be higher than gas prices in the U.S. Hmm. So there is a definite demand for a very fuel efficient vehicle. But that being said, that doesn't mean that I would not benefit from having one in the United States. And, you know, you and I, we live in a metropolitan area. Yeah. So on our typical day, we don't drive outside of that radius. You know, I think it would be a good, I think it would be a good choice sometimes. Maybe not for you with road trips. It could be difficult.
Well, as far as like luggage space, there's only, they give it in liters. Mm-hmm. Luggage space, there is a rear compartment, I guess, that has 50 liters of space, which equals 1.8 cubic feet.
Ouch.
So there's a trunk that's 1.8 cubic feet. Now, we're saying cubic feet, not square feet, but I don't know. That's not much. I foresee some manufacturer making mm-hmm. Custom-made luggage that will fit in that compartment, I'm sure.
Yeah, and that's another thing. There's no it's a two-seater, and two-seaters do have some obstacles. Mm-hmm. It's a two-seater that's not a sports car.
Yeah, this seems like it's a to-and-from-work type car,
yeah.
a commuter car.
Yeah, definitely.
City car, maybe.
Yeah.
Long road trips. Apparently, the seats are designed to be comfortable, and, you know, they're a lot of what we saw in the hypercar cars, where they're mm-hmm. very, very minimalistic. They don't have padding where they don't need it, and mm-hmm. They're very, very thin, but from what they say, they're very comfortable and good for long trips, but I could kind of see myself driving a long distance in this. I really could, as long as I could get away with not hauling a bunch of luggage with me.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, how about a giant trailer? You could tow a giant trailer behind this thing.
If it didn't weigh very much.
Right? You couldn't tow anything with it.
You might have to leave your collection of bricks at home.
Yeah, I know you couldn't pull a trailer with it. But anyways, that might be a way
That's a good point, yeah.
You'd have to have a chase vehicle. Another vehicle with your luggage.
You could do that. You could do that. Or if the trailer was light enough, I bet you could get away with it.
Yeah. I think it would be really cool to take a long trip in this car mm-hmm. or just drive it around town, whatever. Mm-hmm. I think it's an interesting design, and I really like the way the interior looks, because they can do something with a dash that they can't do in a normal car, in a standard car. It kind of wraps around you.
Yeah.
And that canopy feeling, that's just so cool to be in.
Oh, yeah.
Like it almost would feel like you're in a one-seater, really, a one-seat car.
Right.
I don't know. I just think you'd feel really cool in a car like this.
I got to ask you, I guess we're ready to wrap up on this. Thank you so much for coming back and breaking down some of this stuff. I think this is a pretty exciting vehicle, and maybe a few months from now or further in the future after its release, if you're okay with it, I'd like us just to drop in briefly to get an update on it.
Oh, sure. Yeah, I'd talk about the, you know, the L1 or the 1 liter car, whichever you want.
Yeah.
I think it's a fascinating design, and I hope to see them here in the United States soon, but mm-hmm. I'm not holding my breath.
Well, you know, our listeners probably feel the same way. A lot of people have asked about these kind of things, and we still haven't come out with too many cars that are hybrids or that are cars that are almost made for hypermiling like this one. But to our listeners there, you guys, thanks again for lending us an ear. What do you think of a 1 liter car? What do you think of a 2 liter car? Is it a good idea? Is it a bad idea? Or do you have suggestions for a totally different episode that we should do on something fascinating and vehicular? If so, send us an email at highspeedstuff@howstuffworks.com.
For more on this and thousands of other topics, visit howstuffworks.com. Let us know what you think. Send an email to podcast@howstuffworks.com. And be sure to check out the High Speed Stuff blog on the HowStuffWorks.com homepage.